Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio.
I am
your host, E-Monster. I represent Pubion Entertainment. Yeah, we can hear the hottest indie music in the world.
We got the entertainment news, production tips, and the interviews. But now,
let's get into some music.
Let's go.
True B.I.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome to Monstrous Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
All the rain keeps falling and these hoes keep calling.
Like a pimp, and then the lights go out, and I couldn't walk.
you had it.
All these raindrops falling out my window.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. We're going to be talking about some sex education tonight, but hey, I got a horrible headache. I'm not feeling sexy at all. So I just canceled the show. The show must go on. It is. See, some of you motherfuckers horny out there. Y'all just trying to fuck. You don't give a fuck about your monster. You nasty motherfuckers. Horny some bitches. It is what it is. Oh, shit. Damn, my head hurt. Well, here's a question. Do you fuck if you got a headache or you're sick? Say you got the flu. And your boo-boo still wants to get it in with you. So you be like, no, get the fuck away from me. I don't feel good. Or you let them just bang, 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 bang. Ah, that should hurt just saying that shit. Oh, help me. Call me up after this. 424-243-9649. Oh, shit. I need me a boo-boo right now. Just give me a back rub and a ball rub. I promise I won't fall asleep on your mama. I swear.
Anything she could do, I could do it too. Wait till we get home, boy, I'm gonna show you. Remember that thing she did on stage? I'm that bad too, boy, don't be afraid. I twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Left, right, twerk it. Throw it in your face. Boy, you're looking at it. I make a head when I stop, head when I stop. I make the split look. It's when you ain't working, it's when you ain't working. I make a clap, you deserve it. Anything she can do, I can do better. I bet you, nigga, I bet you. Anything she can do, I can do better. I bet you, nigga, I bet you. I went to the club for some inspiration. I plan on breaking the bank. Cause I think one of these lame niggas put some money off of my drinks. Now I'm feeling myself, no hands. Nigga got me over, made me wanna pull dance. Me ever give a stupid chick, got no chance. Sexual connection makes it worth a romance. So baby, bring it on, we can get it started early. Got me singing from the ceiling fan while I'm swirling. You better stretch out, fuck around, pull them out. So it's when you ain't working, let me show you how to hustle.
I need your help today, Mama. Really, I do. I got a headache, and I don't know what to do about it. You feel me? Seeing that we're talking about...
You should
pick
off work today.
Well, the show must go on. And you know what? The people who came up with that shit is some greedy some bitches. I'm going to keep it real. Oh, my shit hurt. Oh, Them some gritty some bitches. Because these.
No.
No, I probably should. I mean, I rub some peanut butter on my chest. Some little Aztec lady told me if I rub peanut butter on my chest, it'll take away a headache. It's not working.
Away?
No, it's not working.
All
no,
right,
it's
then.
Not working.
So
my
that
dog keeps trying to lick me, but no, no.
Yeah.
It's another headache.
Mixed into some dumb shit like that.
Mm-hmm. See, the reason why I say it's a greedy person, they say the show must go on because I'm just some greedy motherfuckers. Like, because I still got to come out here. I still got to spend this music. I still got to spend this music. We got people looking at us to do investments, doing sponsorship. We trying to put together a show with Corrupt from the Dog Pound, Bad Habit, all kinds of things we got going on. People working with people from Juicy J, Kevin Gates, all kinds of things. We can't be taking no time off. They need to see consistency. You dig? So I'm doing this for you motherfuckers. Okay, I'm going to calm
all
down.
All the motherfuckers out there.
Yeah,
the
so I hope you
world.
Appreciate this. Uh-huh.
Right.
So, seeing that... I'm over here in pain, and tonight's supposed to be about sexual education. I'm going to let you go ahead and run it, but the first question I want to know is, I mean, if you're feeling sick and your boo-boo is still trying to get some in, you know what I'm talking about. They still got that little motion, because some motherfuckers be horny. They don't give a damn. Y'all can be on a road trip. Move your legs, stick your head out the window. The police can't see us. I mean, do you still get it in, or do you tell your lover, look, you're going to have to go ahead and go down the block somewhere, or you're going to have to go in there and get you some Vaseline, some lotion, play Funky Monkey with the junkie. What do you do? Do you still let him get it in?
No, he has to go in the bathroom and get some Vaseline and play Funky Monkey or whatever. Whatever it is, I'm not going to be able to do it. You know, I don't want you when I'm not feeling good. Don't touch me. Don't quit helping me. Stop it. You are not going to get none. I am so sorry. I'm not, especially if I have a headache. If I have a headache, it ain't no good. I ain't going to even toot my booty up on you. None. I'm all the way over here. You need to be over there.
Yeah.
You know, usually
it's
still. You don't feel that. I mean, it's just a little bit, and, you know, I can get over it, and it's just like, you know, you scoot back, keep the little booty up. That's when you know I'm not feeling that bad.
right, yeah. Right. But I will have to admit, I probably would take one for the team. I said, you're going to have to ride Poppy or something. You know what I mean? You're going to have to get yourself off. You're going to have to get up there and drive the stick and do your thing. I wish I could sing that pony verse to Genuine song. Yeah, I'm a wimp and when it comes to pain. But there have times when, you know, say my girl might have had a cold and I'm like, I still want to get it in. You did. And I'll do everything I can. No. Take this NyQuil, baby. Go ahead. Just tilt your head back. I'll pour it in. I know you can't swallow. Breathe, mama. Breathe now. It'll go down.
Well, the thing is, don't be trying to get no head if I'm sick and I'm all stuffy and shit. That's not going to work. Can't breathe. You steady going in on it. Have to stop and take a breath. Okay. You're holding your breath the whole time because, bitch, you can't breathe, bitch. You know, you can't breathe. You're steady breathing air out the side, you know. You know, made a little air pocket right there.
Oh. Don't make me laugh. Oh, shit.
I just said it, you know. Don't do head when you're stuffy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you will fuck around. Give your dick the head flu. Achoo. Oh, shit. All right, we're going to get you some more music. I'm going to do something. Please, people, help us. I can't do my job today, so please help us. share the event. Let us know what's going on. We see you over there, J Dub. We're gonna open up the lines with you just a little bit. This
put
is Mike.
Put the old J Dub on me because you sickly and shit today. You got what the hell?
Did she just call me a wimp? Yeah, I thought she did too. Look,
I did.
We got to go. That's that monstrous bullshit with nothing but a towel off. Hi, Delco. Hey, Monster. The Stallion Baltimore. Where? Ow, ow, ow.
I like it when you get your hair done. I'll fancy up in them stiletto pumps with the red bottoms. I like it when you wear them tiny jeans that fit your curves so nicely, baby. That excites me. I'm a sucker for a short skirt girl. To see your legs when walk across the room, it almost hurts, girl. And I love your accessories, handbag, jewelry, makeup, flawless like Maybelline. I realize it ain't all about what you wear. None of those things enhance your real beauty, I don't care. I like it down to your skin, it smells like flowers, fresh out the shower. Nothing but a towel on. Skin is still wet, even if I'm upset, can't say no. Nothing but a towel on. About to get stretched out, no part of your body will be left out. Nothing but a towel on. Now I can't take my eyes off you. Eyes on a towel on. Your body shining like it's new.
Shining like it's new. Stop walking all around the room.
Yeah, Monsters Radio. Wet Wednesdays right here. Hey, Monster. Yeah, my head hurts. Damn.
What day dirty
you
is?
Say,
look,
she's trying to fire me.
He's
out of business.
Tonight.
Is that what y'all hear? She's just trying to push me up.
Look,
ain't that
something? You out. Watch this. Hey.
Don't yell at me. Okay. He's dirty. There he is.
Monsters Queen taking over tonight. Let's do this.
What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, Jay Dirty?
Same deal, different toilet, brother. You know what's happening.
Right, what's up, bro?
So, what is the Jay Dirty moment of the day? What did you do today, Jay Dirty?
I went and made me some money.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
what
it.
The fuck
that's
you
all
get
y'all
today,
get.
Man?
That's all you get. Okay, Jay Dirty, let's ask the question. One of the questions that we're asking tonight on sex therapy tonight, is if you have a headache or if there's something you're not feeling well and your spouse wants some or your significant other, whichever one you want to call it, want some, do you give her some, or do you make that sacrifice, lay on your back, tell her to get on top?
Let me go ahead and break this down to y'all, bro. If I ain't feeling good, though, like, it really depends on the fever to me, bro. If I got a high fever, I ain't doing shit but sleeping. If I got a fever that's maintainable, I'll just let it give me some head so I can go to sleep. That should have put me to sleep. Other than that, I ain't doing nothing. I mean, I'm taking some damn Tylenol and I'm sleep, dog. My fever high, she ain't getting shit from me. She gonna have to go in the room with the toy and do something. You can do it while I'm in the bed with you, baby. I ain't tripping. You know what I mean? Just to be quiet, because motherfucker trying to sleep, though. You know what I mean? But yeah, if my fever low, you can give me some head, I go to sleep. But if my fever high, though, you
so long as your fever is maintainable, it's not the fact that you have a fever, but as long as you got one you can get rid of, then she get what she wants.
Yeah, well, no, not necessarily, because, I mean, if I got a damn fever, whether it's low or high, only damn thing I'm going to do with it is let her give me some head, because that should have put me to sleep. I'll sleep my whole sickness out. So all she got to do is get down on the dick and touch my nuts. I'm sleeping. So, bro, yeah, it's good like that. You ain't getting no damn, I ain't going to fuck you, though, bro, because that shit take too much goddamn energy to be fucking. I'm sick. No, you ain't getting no dick in you, baby, but you can damn so suck me to sleep. And I'll wake up the next day and give it to you tenfold, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Next question. Either one of you guys can answer this. How often, I guess if you got some in-house, how often do you think that, how often do you have to have sex a day? How many times can you have sex a day? Or do you need to?
Can I be honest?
Of course. That's what I want you to be honest.
All right, a lot of motherfuckers probably ain't going to understand this, man, but like I always tell y'all, my mind fucked up. My opinion don't mean shit to nobody but me. But me personally, I think having sex all the damn time, bro, I think that shit whack. Like, if you out there trying to make money, you can't be thinking about fucking all the damn time because you're going to get distracted. That's where mistakes get made. Pussy is a privilege. It's not a necessity. That's the way I'm living, though, because I'm a grown-ass man, though. My money and my family come first before any pussy do, bro. You know what I mean? So if I'm out there trying to work, I'm working hard or whatever, I'm out here making money, you know, the pussy might not come every motherfucking day like that. But, you know, on my days off, yeah, I get to you, and you damn sure it's going to hold you for a few weeks, because I'm going to beat you senseless. But, yeah, that's all that is, bro. Like, family and money come before pussy. I don't know who the fuck wrote that law that you got to fuck every day, but family and money come before pussy, dude. I can live like that. I don't know how many.
A man wrote that law.
Was the man a man to think with his dick, or was a man that thought with his head? You know what I mean? I don't think with my dick, man. I control my dick. My dick don't control me. I'm a grown ass man out here. I stick my dick in whatever I want
right
to.
On.
I don't let a bitch fuck me. I fuck a bitch. I don't let a bitch fuck me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Is that right? So you don't think you can be fucked?
Nope.
I think a woman can fuck a man. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, they can fuck a man. They can't fuck me. Because, see, that's what a lot of people get twisted with me, though. I ain't like everybody else, man. That's why people don't understand me, though. I ain't like it. I can go 3 years without no pussy and be happy as long as I'm making money. I don't give a fuck. Like, people don't get that, bro. I don't care.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Pussy's
look,
a,
it ain't nothing
yeah, pussy's
that.
A privilege,
okay,
man.
Okay,
pussy's
that
a privilege.
Up another
you
subject.
That.
Okay. A monster. Over there. Let me talk real low.
You asked me to think and it hurt.
Look, Charlie, don't think. You don't even need to think for this question. Just say it.
Okay.
How long can you go without sex?
Well.
You have to think about it. Baby.
You know me, I usually like to disagree with people because, you know, it makes a better conversation. Look, she over there making fun of me. Don't be over there telling them, oh, look, motherfucker, I'm going to stomp on your big toe, hit you with a garbage can. but I'm with Jay Dirty on that. I'm so money-driven and my goals. I wouldn't really say money-driven because money really doesn't mean much to me. The moral things
right.
that make me happy, like seeing my kids smile, putting a smile on my woman's face, helping out my neighbor in a situation where he thought he was fucking bumfucked and couldn't get nowhere, and I helped him come through, get through what he did. You dig? I like helping people. You dig? So I'd be so focused on my goals, on the things that I want, and that's why I think a lot of people respect me amongst a lot of men around here today. I'm not a fuckboy, like my man said. I'm not a fuckboy. I'm out here getting money. I'm out here making shit happen. I got shit to do. What I look like chasing me, have some pussy all motherfucking day. I'll be broke. You dig? Like the rest of these motherfuckers complaining how come they can't have shit, how come life don't work out, and how come this? Because you ain't doing shit. You ain't on your grown man. You ain't on your game. You so worried about being on Facebook chasing bitches, being at shows fucking groupies, being out at the mall chasing every bitch with a fat ass with some tight pants on because you can't control yourself. And you mad because when you say something to her, and she get nasty with you. I'm focused on other shit. I'm in control of my shit. You did. I stand over my balls. My balls don't hang over me.
Yeah, I already.
Hold on. Watch this. Let me make a whine like a bitch right quick. Boom.
See, you fucked up. You was the main motherfucker. You was the main monster motherfucker. Oh. That hurt.
Let us hear something. Can I request? Let me see what I can request. Let me request something sensual.
Hey, get that Pleasure P, man. That lick, lick, lick. That's my shit.
Lick, lick, lick.
Yeah.
I feel like got that one, yeah.
Oh, boy, you slipping, bro.
You can't believe it.
You can't think of nothing sad, y'all. You can't think of nothing sad, y'all.
Let me think of something.
That's
Suave. You know me, I'm finna say favorite girl.
Okay. Shit, let's get it.
Because I am y'all's favorite girl.
Let's get it.
Right now, let me introduce you. Coming to the stage is my favorite song from my favorite dude. E Monster, favorite girl.
Okay.
We're on Monsters Radio.
Oh,
boom!
Yeah.
You gonna make fun of me? All right, we're gonna see if you're my favorite after the show. I tell you that. No.
No, I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'm gonna tell you, youngin. Sometimes you come across that one.
Always understood, I stopped it. What benefit it is so good.
Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She
make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams, and we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that flying chick that's on my sleeve, so she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips, the one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift, and when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilt like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch it in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla. We going out, it's like we going in, and when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me, house good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
You can prove you're my favorite girl. Go to emonster.com. Hot and trash. So, hey, Miss Sarah Young Baltimore, I got my own request. I'm going to request something my damn self. Something that's going to make that pussy go splash. Yeah, you know I'm OG, so I got me some wine, some candle lit, you did? And my body is totally oiled up. Let's go.
Tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you. Baby, don't you understand?
Yeah. Look, Karma cussed your ass singing, didn't I? Look.
Tonight, baby, I'm drinking, freaking with.
Let me stop. That shit hurt. I'm not going to lie. I think I just popped a fucking brain cell. Oh. Ah, shit.
That's good. So, all right. Well, anyway, welcome back to Monsters Radio.
Yeah. We're talking about sex education.
Well,
we're going to talk about some things that can help better your sex life. You dig? We got some exercises. Some things you can do, let's keep it real, sometimes people get funky. We got some things you can do to help keep yourself from getting funky. It's
okay.
All coming up. I got one more track to play, one more track to play by request, and we're going to come back. E-Monster, Mysterio, Baltimore. We still got Jay Dirty with us, and we're going to talk about some things that help your sex life. Check it out, by request. This right here. Ooh, this is gonna be me. I'm gonna get drunk off some NyQuil and try to fuck. I'm just
more
saying.
Rest and sex is all a nigga needs in a lifetime.
Oh, that shit is so loud. T Rain and Drake, the future. DNF. NyQuil.
Life is great when you're naked. You press the gas and I break it. I drink liquor, don't chase it. And I get women, don't chase them. I put her face in the pillow and watch her bite on the blanket. See you tempted to taste it, get every drop and don't waste it. I'm fucking with you, I'm fucking with you. The type of dick to make a white girl say, I love that nigga. I hit your Instagram and click like on like every picture. You get it from your mama, well, and bring your mama with you. And lots of liquor, tell her, fuck me like you hate me. You love me, I say, maybe. She say, boy, don't keep me waiting. I say, go down, don't be lazy, yeah. Now that's my baby, that's my baby. She love me for my drive, I love her cause she drive me crazy. What's up?
More rest and sex is all a nigga needs. In a lifetime of stress, trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get
drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck.
I don't fuck with them, a hollow tip of fly. I don't have to lie. A lot of people say it in a song just to say it, man. I'm not that type of guy. Get me on the cell. I just might bring you to the city, send you home a story you can never tell. I'm trying to break you out of your shell. You just turned 21 like Adele, that's good with me. I put my business on hold. Let me turn off the phone. Let's explore the unknown. If you're not drinking with me, you force me to turn up alone. No peer pressure, I just know you like to get in your zone. You say that you'd rather smoke. Well, let me call up Obi's room and tell him roll up a cone. I know he probably got that extra special. I never second guess it. How's Villanova? What classes you taking next semester? And she like, fuck the small talk. I'm not here to discuss extra credits of my professors. No time for funny stories. It's funny how she shows up late but always comes before me. We both young and misguided, but that's another story. Yeah. More rest and sex is all a nigga needs. In a lifetime of stress, trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just
get drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck.
By 1 o'clock, you dig, at 1 o'clock I start playing only cuts to try to fuck. I'm not trying to fight, I'm not trying to do that shit. I'm not trying to get y'all jumping around. This is the shit I spin, you dig? It sets the mood.
Right, right.
Cause that's what we all trying to do at the club. We're trying to get drunk and go fuck somewhere. I'm just saying, hotel or the whip, it don't matter. You dig? As long as it's wet as shit. It is what it is. So, all right. For real, so we might do both. Hello. I'm beat up as E-Monster tonight. I got a headache. Ow. Bear with me. Ow. We got Stallion Baltimore, the sexy Stallion herself. You know what it is when that big, tall, sexy Amazon walks by you and they go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
on
talking about. That's her.
World.
That's her.
Yeah, I am. So
the unbroken Stallion, Stallion Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got, now we're going to talk about some things. We're going to open up to Jay Dirty here in just a bit. We're going to talk about some things, some sex exercises. Like, I'm going to keep it real. A lot of people, they get frustrated with sex. Like women, they'll
right.
get frustrated with a dude who busts too fast. I'm going to tell you the truth, Mama. I know you're mad, but he's just as mad as you is. He just feels so good he's sweeping it off first before he wake up and be pissed off. Hello. You know, sometimes people, like another good example, like a lot of people think that just because a dude has a big dick that he's going to rock a girl's world. No, no.
Ooh, that
sometimes
is so
y'all be
not
hurting
true.
Them. Right. Sometimes y'all be hurting them. Y'all be the ones turning them your days and shit. You dig? So these are the type of things that we're going to talk about to help y'all as listeners and people out there that have avid sex, because I know you're a freak if you're listening, ain't you? Look, blushing ass right now. Pussy going boo-boo, you freak motherfucker. So we're going to give y'all some exercises to help y'all out in y'all sex life. So peep game, this is what it is. First, I'm going to do one. I'm going to help out you fellas out there that can't control yourself. That's a one-minute lover. You dig? There's a couple things you can do. There's what I call, let's see, I don't know what to call them. I'm going to have to come up with a plan for these motherfuckers or something. I'm going to call them ball builders or something. Nutcrackers, I don't know. But this is what you do, fellas. This one here will build up your muscle. You understand me? The muscle itself. You know, like when you go pee and you got to hold it. And you hold it. You know when you got to go pee, you hold it. That feeling, you got to do
muscle.
That. Look, some of y'all dudes, some of you got to flex that muscle. Some of y'all dudes is doing it right now. Like, okay, that feel weird as fuck. It's going to feel weird at first. You did? But you got to hold it for like 10 seconds, build your times up. You understand me? A lot of y'all going, what the fuck? This is some real shit, Kevin. I'm telling you, it's going to help you. Not only is it going to give you time, it's going to give you some girth and some strength. Your dick going to be like the Hulk. When you pull that motherfucker, you know, like when you pull it out and you make that whoop sound, you smack a girl in the face, whoop, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's what it's going to do. So that's some things you can do to help you not become a one-minute lover. You can do it anywhere. You can do it in the car. You can do it on the date while you're looking at her like, yeah, I'm getting this motherfucker ready for you right now, mama. Come on here, talk about that shit. Doing your muscles right there. You dig? So there's a few things to help you out as
but
a guy.
But ladies, y'all can be doing yours too. Ladies, you know you gotta you gotta keep it tight. So you know you need to let it out, release, tuck back in, release, tuck it back in. You know that keeps it nice and you know what I'm saying flexible for when, because you know what a man really loves is when he in you and you flex that muscle and tighten up on. Do that again, baby. All right, so you know you got to work that muscle so you can make it right. Don't play with it. Just work it. Right.
That just sounds sexy. Yeah, I'm going to go back to the archives and listen to that shit. It is what it is. okay, that's some ways, you know what I mean, to get your sex game up. There's two ways. You can definitely call us up if you got some ways or you got some questions, 424-243-9649. But we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Now, when it comes to this sex thing, everybody's always talking about size matters. Is that true with women? Does size really matter?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does. No matter, I know some people may say no, it does not. They're lying. You're lying.
Mm-hmm.
it does. I mean, every woman has you know, their body fits, you know, different size men. Some women like it long and big. Some women like it short and fat. Mm-hmm. Some women like long and skinny. It depends on, you know, right. that woman's body. So, me, myself, I like mine, you know, with some width and some width on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Because I'm a lot of woman.
Okay.
So, you got to be able to tackle this and handle it. Make me feel like I'm about five five. Top my ass up.
Huh. Okay.
I get used
right
to it. That's why I can't accept no mediocre.
Right. Okay, I can see that I can imagine the depth of the penetration. You dig? Because I have read a couple things. You dig? Because I am a philosopher on the pussy. I have read a couple things. like someone and they like deeper penetration. You dig? Someone and they just like more of a clitoral stimulation, and someone that like both. You know? So yeah, I could see that sometimes someone might say, so a woman that says size don't matter, she probably, you know what I mean, either been with the dude she likes is real little and
mm-hmm.
she lying and she's trying to make his ass feel good. Or you did more of a clitoris. She's a more of a clitoris type woman, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. You're right on the head there, buddy. Wait, no pun intended. Slurp. So all right, now as men, I mean we have preferences when it comes to like that with women too. You dig? Some dudes don't like it. I guess you could say loose, or you know what I mean? Some dudes like it tight.
Right.
Just like it tight.
Right.
Some, no, I don't like it loose. It's just like it tight. You dig? some dudes like it loose because they can beat the pussy up. Hello. She usually don't like it. Me personally, if I had to choose between the two, I have to choose the little loosey one because then I know I can beat the pussy up. When I want to, like I want to, and monster that motherfucker. Where if she's tight, she's gonna be ow, it hurts.
Like
I'm gonna take it for the team, right? It's like but look, I didn't even get that at first. See, that's that bullshit. I'm gonna bring Jay Dirty in. She said like your headache. That sounded like a little bit taking dick instead of bitch. But me personally, I like a little. Which type of women you like, Jay Dirty? You like the kind of woman, or you know, what I mean, something you can just beat up? Hello.
Now, see, I'm gonna be honest with you, brother. I like my women like baby bears' paws, just right. I mean, I don't want a woman with a lot of miles, and I don't want a woman with no miles. I want a woman that's got a couple miles on her. The pussy know what it's doing. But it ain't too experienced, you know what I mean? I like the shit like baby bear's paws just right, man. That I'm real picky when it come to fucking. I don't just fuck any Tom, Dick, and Harry out here. I'm real picky when it come to pussy because I like my shit on point. Because, you know,
okay,
fucking take a lot out of a dude.
You like it. You like it just right. You like it for it to just, to how you say it, just tug on
I mean, it's just like like I told y'all before, man. It's like I told y'all before, dog. Like, I'm real picky when it comes to that shit, bro. I got a damn day job. I work hard. I be tired. Like, when I fuck, dog, that take a lot of energy out of me, bro. So I'm real picky when I fuck, dog. Like, I like my shit. And I don't like it with a scent, but I will take it with a scent if it ain't too strong. But I really prefer my shit with no scent. And I like my shit to be, like, super fucking wet. Like, her whole thighs and everything get wet before I even damn penetrate. I like that. I love that shit, bro. You know what I'm talking about? I don't like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm real picky like that, bro. Like, you got to, your pussy really got to be out there for me to fuck with you. Like, my dick real picky, man. Me and my dick have conversations all the damn time. Like, bro, you think I should be hitting that bitch? No, bro, that shit ain't right. Yeah. I'm real picky with it, bro. Like, yeah. I'm real picky with it, bro. And a lot of dudes get so damn horny, they just jump off into anything. Not me. I go beat my dick before I jump off into some wrong pussy. Shit, my shit got to be good, bro. Gotta be, yeah, and that's the sad part, man. It's a lot of the times you don't find nothing like that. So for dudes like me, it's hard out here. But I maintain though, and when I do catch a bitch that's got my standards, boy, I make sure they remember me because I tear it down. Remember that?
Tear it down.
Yeah.
Tear it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's
honestly, that's usually most of the times when dudes be fighting over women, if it hasn't been like where they just fucked around and had a kid, now they're spending time together, da da da. But like he said, you dig, you gotta find, it's hard to find some pussy that fits. I know some of y'all are like, what? Women too. It's hard for you to find a dick that fits. Some of y'all just don't understand. I'll tell you a good example. You dig? Long time ago, real long time ago, not so long y'all motherfuckers can make jokes, but long time ago. You dig? I dated this Puerto Rican chick, right? And I could not figure out why. I swear to you, she was like a woman and lover, but she was a girl. By the time I got in and got my back to stroking and got my hips in, she's busting. By the time I get mine, she done went 3-4, if not 5 times. You did? But it's because it fit perfect for her. She was like, it's a little too big, but it's perfect. It feels everything. I can feel everything, and it's right there where I want it to be, and it sits right where it should sit. You dig?
Right.
There's times I'll be asleep, waking up, talking about, what are you doing? Da, 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 da. Okay, I see what you're doing. You dig? I didn't even have to be awake. If she can get that motherfucker going while I'm asleep, I will be waking up. You dig? But it fits.
Okay.
That's why some people, they don't work. Some women be like, oh, I don't like having sex because his dick don't fit. Y'all not fitting. You dig the glove, hand glove?
But yeah,
he's
a monster, though, bro. That's what I'm talking about, he's a monster. You know what I mean, bro? Like, look here, though. Like, if you ain't got no, like, a lot of these dudes don't understand, though. Like, bro, when you find a pussy that's just right, like Baby Bear's toys, bro. Like, that shit, you don't want to let that go, bro. Like, for real.
Right.
Girl, let me tell you something, bro. Like, a lot of these dudes ain't never had that shit before, girl. Like, but I'm telling you, from a dude from experience, bro, when you really have some A1 shit, dog, you don't never want that shit to end, bro. Like, because, you know, hey, you might look at it, like, you know, I don't like to take hours and hours when I'm fucking, bro. I be exhausted, dog. I'm a smoker, bro. I ain't got time to be sitting there 4-5 hours for 2 foot. No, that means your pussy bad or my dick ain't good. I ain't got time for that hour shit. I'm going to go and get my shit in about 20, 30 minutes. If I can't get a damn nut in 20, 30 minutes, I'm going to be mad as fuck because either my dick ain't right or your pussy ain't good. One of the damn two. I don't like being in there for no damn hours, man. I'm a smoker. I can't do that, bro. Like, I got no damn problem admitting that. Like, I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I ain't no fucking Superman. I can't fuck a bitch for no 5 damn hours. And I let bitches know that up front. Look here, you looking for a stallion, motherfucker. That ain't me. I could damn sure make 20, 30 minutes worth your while, but, bitch, you ain't finna get me for no 2-3 damn hours. I don't know what the fuck movies you been watching, but that ain't real life around here. I can't do that. But I can damn sure make it sweat while I'm in there for 20, 30, 40 good minutes. I make it sweat now, but look at him. Don't expect no hours out of me, especially if you touch the nuts. I'm sleeping on you. Don't do that. You know what I mean? That's just, man, it's just so much shit. It's just so much shit to go into that, bro. These dudes don't understand.
And I feel you on that because I don't want nobody jumping up in my shit for fucking hours. Do not. I'm trying to make my shit sore. That shit is a fucking, we are not in fucking high school. Why the fuck are you jumping up in my shit and banging my shit like you ain't never had none before? Where they do that at? Not here.
Yeah. These dudes like damn chickens with their fucking heads cut off, bro. They just jumping around fucking out the ass. Like, dude, look here, I'm going to tell you the truth. E-Monster, you can back me up on this, bro. You an OG, dog. If you can fuck a bitch for like 3-4 hours, bro, her pussy ain't good, man, or either your dick ain't right. Like, go ahead and be honest with me, bro. Like, that's true. Because any good pussy, you're going to bust one quicker than you damn think. If it's bad pussy, you're going to sit there for a minute, bro. Let's just be honest about the situation. Hey, I'm going to just be honest with you, bro. There ain't no way that you can fuck for hours unless you've been getting pussy every damn day of your life since you was like 13. Other than that, there ain't no way in here you can hold that long, bro, if the pussy good. There ain't no way. It's impossible, bro. Like, we men out here, we not no gods, bro. Like, we going to bust a damn nut. And see, with me personally, bro, I'm very selfless when it comes to sex. Like, I'm not selfish. I'm selfless. Like, I love to please a woman, dog. Like, there's no better feeling than watching a woman eyes roll back in the head before you even penetrate her, bro. Like, I'm a big fan of playing with a bitch pussy and making a bust 1 or 2 up before I even penetrate it, dog, because I like it to get real sensitive and wet before I even go in it, dog. So I like to play with them first. Role play is very important to me. You know what I mean? But a lot of dudes just like to go and get I'm just saying, though, bro, a lot of dudes like to just go and get up in there and do their thing. No, me, I like to play with it, bro, because she pussy art, man. I love to fuck with it. Like, I can sit there for hours and hours without ever penetrating you. You're going to feel electric the whole damn time because I don't fuck around, man.
Hey.
That's why I can't do it. That's why I can't do it every damn day of my life because I don't fuck around. I put a lot of energy into my sex game. That's why I can't do it every day. That shit get tiresome, bro. Like, I get it in. Let me tell you, I get it in,
work,
bro.
That's exercise.
Bro, it is. It's a full-time job. That's why I can't do it every day, bro. Like, this shit, it take a lot out of you because I don't fuck around. I do not fuck around, bro. I can't do it every day. I'll die, man. I'll catch a heart attack. I cannot do it every day. I do not fuck around, bro. I cannot stress that enough, bro. I do not fuck around. I do not. I do want to put that out there, bro. I do not fuck around, man. I cannot do it every day because I will die. I do not fuck around.
I will die. That nigga say he gonna die. Fuck,
straight up,
fuck
bro.
You, bitch. I'm finna get this nut. You finna get this nut. We gonna quit this shit, nigga. I am.
Well,
gonna make me have
shit. It ain't just
shit.
A nut. The nut. Like, when I get in there, bro, it ain't just a nut for a nut. Like, I'm gonna make you bust a few of them. Like, you gonna be tired. You gonna sleep all day, man. That. And me too. Like, that's how I am, dog. I don't wanna just get one nut and you bust one and we done. No. But we finna get it until our bodies tell us to go to sleep, bro. Like, I really be trying to, like, I could really die if I do it every day. I'm not playing with you. Like, bro, I guess it is. But I don't like to brag, though. But that's just being honest with you, dog. I don't play around. I can't just bust one damn nut and then quit. No. If that pussy good, bro, I'm about to, man, come on now. You monster, feel me on that, bro. Like, hey, I don't fuck around. That's why I can't do it every day, man. I will die, like, for real. I can't play like that because I guess it in.
Huh. I hear you, bro. But yeah, he does got a point about you know, if come up people come up, oh, I go for hours and I go all this, all that. I don't like that's when you be talking about reach for the motherfucking KY jelly and some old other funky shit. Because one of y'all don't sell out of it. Your dick, my dick don't went hard. I'm over here thinking about all kinds of funny shit to keep this motherfucking hard. You dig? I'm over here choking it like motherfucking I don't know what. Choking it, trying to hold it to make it stay still. Just poking. Because you still want to. You dig? If you're really feeling each other and it's really good to each other. Yeah, y'all gonna be done in about 10 minutes. I'm telling you, cops. Talking about breath roll up.
But yeah, but that's the point I'm trying to stress, though, E-Monster. Yeah, it might be over in 10 minutes, bro. But that ain't the end of the night, dog. That's what I be trying to stress to y'all, bro.
Right.
Like, yeah. Y'all might catch another in about 10 minutes, but the night ain't over, man. We about to get sit in until the sun come up for real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get tired like Kevin Gates saluting. I don't get tired when it comes to that, bro. I could do it all damn night, no matter how many I bust. I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go until she goes to sleep, straight like that. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think it's ain't going to get that. All right. Y'all are definitely listening to Wet, Wet Wednesday on my
chicken. Well, all right, let's check it out. I'm going to slap a couple more tracks on here, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, we're
going to
get out of here.
Y'all, so check it out.
Right.
This right here is Prize. It's called Shake. Monsters Radio.
Oh, wow.
You've been working hard all week. Just to go home to a lame nigga that's weak. You got your problems. I got my problems too. Baby, we should solve. This what we gon' do. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora.
Baby girl, let me eat, let me beat it up. Let me show you what it's like with a real one. You can tell me when you done and you had enough. Don't worry about the sheets, I'ma clean it up. Cause I got a few mates for that, I mean it pays a breath. Just tell me when you solo, I'ma ride through clean in the photo. If we can't make the bed, then we hit the flow. Let the panties dry, baby, get on top. Show a real nigga what you working with. Take advantage of the moment, I can tell that you want it. By the way that you're shaking, you're moaning. You're sexy as hell with your clothes on. But you even look better with your pants off. Lose the van drops with your sex on. Glad it's night that we get it on.
You've been working hard all week. got my problems too. Baby, we should talk. This what we gon' do. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora.
You find a cell, you find a cell. A blind man can see that. Your sex is a drug, I need me some. Tell your homegirls, you'll be right back. I'll show you things that your boyfriend can't. Roll that weed, pour this drink. Pull your weave, hold your waist. Put that ass in my face. Cause I can read your mind. I know it's been a minute, baby. Waste no time. Let a nigga get it. Free your mind.
Free your mind.
Baby, this real pimping is still money over hoes. But it's hoes under women, and you something like my girl. But that nigga that you came with, wanna show you the world, make you twirl. Use no hands, baby, don't slip. Hear my rumors where you ought to be. I mean, possibly, can I see you naked?
Naked.
I love when you shake it. Bend that back, don't break it, nah.
You've been working hard all week. Just to go home to a lame nigga that's weak. Problems, I got my problems too. Baby, we should talk. This what we gon' do. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, Shanora.
Dinner to the movie,
hopping at the cruise.
Montrose Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday here. Every Wednesday night, it's the best place to chill. I'm just saying, and it's the best way to listen is with somebody else with you, naked. I'm just saying, ready to get it in. No sheets, motherfucker. So that's what it do, Wet Wet Wednesday. So let's see. We got more stuff we want to talk about. If not, then we can go ahead and end the show because I got shit I got to do. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Make a couple phone calls. Stir something up in the pot. Put one up in the oven.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, before we do our shout-out, I just want to say, don't forget you can also listen to our 24-hour stream music 24 hours a day where we mix the upcoming artists with remixes and the big industry hitters. All in one place. It's hip-hop, R&B, rock and music, and pop. You dig? A real big diversity. Check it out, monstersradio.com. You can listen to it in the morning on your way to work to help get you up, get inspired to get going, listen on your lunch break. When you're feeling low, oh, don't drink coffee all day. Get monstrous with the motherfucking music. When you come home, you can listen to Monsters Radio live before you go to bed. Listen to us on the way to sleep land. You dig? But MonstrousRadio.com. MonstrousRadio.com. Did I say MonstrousRadio.com? Go to MonstrousRadio.com.
No, you did. Need to say it again. MonstrousRadio.com. Did y'all hear that? MonstrousRadio.com.
That's right. So I other things we got going on. You can come see me perform this Thursday, which is tomorrow, at Arnella's. You did. King Mo Beats got an album release party. He even got a release DJ coming in so I can get out there and kick it with y'all and take some pictures and get my little dance on, break my little hip. It is what it is. Come out and kick it with me tomorrow. Also, next week, same Thursday, or the next following Thursday, Monsters Radio, we're taking over the club. You dig? Well, we're going to spend some music.
Wow.
It's going to be a club night. I got a couple performances, very few. But, hey, we definitely going to get down. So bring your ass. That's how we pay for the show around here. So I'm saying, bring it out. Well, I'm going to start hitting y'all ass up with donations. And I say EVP. I buy cheese, motherfucker. all right, we're going to do some shout-outs. We'll start out with Jake Dirty.
Hey,
Dirty.
Yeah, just shout-out to this Royal Club Whiskey, man, and Monsters Radio, bro. Salute. And that good pussy. Shout out to that good pussy. smell like water. You know what I mean? That smell like water. Shout out to that.
What you got, Miss Shady?
Yeah.
A bunch of motherfucking giggles. That's what I got. Cause y'all have me rolling in the club. You know me. I like to shout out to everybody so I don't miss nobody. And tomorrow is Throwback Thursday and. What is it? Karma? What is it?
Karma Cafe.
What's tomorrow?
Urban Therapy.
Karma Cafe. Call in and tell
yep.
Stallion Baltimore how you feeling today or tomorrow or how you felt last night when you go to sleep in the morning on your way to work. Just call in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take some of that stress off your shoulders for just a moment.
Oh,
but,
shit.
It is. Just keep your shoes on. Just keep your shoes on because we don't want to have the whole motherfucking studio smell like free toes. Get in. It is what it is. I send a shout out to everybody that not only likes the pics and the links to our show, but that also shares them. Everybody that blasted and retweeted. Yeah, I seen you. I didn't get the stuff up fast enough. But I sure appreciate you, bro. For real.
Yeah, that's right. I got the link now. I'm gonna go have on it now. I got the link now, bro. It's all good.
Oh, we got a promotion. We got added somebody to the promotion team. There you go, Jay Dirty.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So, all right. So that's what it do. So, I guess basically, you know, the things about that you could have taken from the show today is, you know, some dick exercises, pussy exercises. You know, we didn't get into the things that you could eat. So you don't be funky, so you smell like water for Jay Dirty. You dig? But we can get into that next week. Call in tomorrow and ask about it. You want
to
know about it.
Sweet stuff.
I said call in next week. We'll talk about it. She don't gave it away. It is what it is.
No.
She's a monster. She's
gotta,
all shit back.
Hey, you got to know what fruits to eat. That's what you got to know. That's what we're going to do.
Already.
About.
Research that shit. That's
there
real important,
go.
Baby. Research that for real. No lie. No jokes. Research that shit, baby. Make your pussy
that
smell
your
like water so we can go
tonight,
down.
Tonight, boys.
Yeah, homework session. Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, do that.
So, all right, so, hey, hopefully we'll catch you guys here tomorrow. That's our additional Wet Wet Wednesday. You know how I do it around here. If you go out and kick it, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for our ratings tomorrow. So make it do what it do.
I got you.
by request, I'm surprised they even asked for this one right here. Now, I made this song a little while back, but this is one of those songs, Jay Dirty. That every time the ladies hear it, even though I made it fucking years before I met them, they always go, you know you're talking about me in that song, right? It is
oh,
what it
shit.
Is. This is E-Monster, the Get Money Family Lorenzo. It's called Something About You. Man, this one here almost got me a tour in Sweden. Real, for real. Have a good night, y'all. Peace.
Good night.
There's something about you. I like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you stand. There's something about you. You make a player wanna know your name. Yeah, there's something about you. I like the clothes you wear, the style your hair gets in the air. There's something about you.
You make a player wanna know your name. There's just something about you, baby. Make the players wanna come and surround you, lady. There's just something about you. Make us wanna talk to or talk about you. Not to mention, yeah, how I love your swag. It's them 99 jeans, miss cut on bags. Yeah, ma, I can see your switch. I can see you see me as I'm watching it. And oh, yeah, ma, we wanna take you place. So let's lie to where they got some funny faces. No lie, cause baby, now you showed a bum. If I was a terrorist, I would just strap you on. You show hot like a Florida thing. And your hater got me twisted like a hurricane. So you wanna stay from these dogs like Mike Vick? I don't know whether talk or trick, because
there's
something
about
you.
I like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you stand. There's something about you. You make a player wanna know your name. Yeah, there's something about you. I like the clothes you wear, the style your hair gets in.
To the flows, we all CEOs doing shows from the Midwest to the A like pros. GMF with Miss Nana, like smoking the finest la-la. With style so fresh, ain't no dirt up on the collar. Taking over like a home, but instead of condone. More of life, true beyond front lines, standing strong. Then we getting this money, we real with this money. So mommy, hop on the money train if you want this money. There's something about you that's catching your boy swag. Off in the mall, spending tall with the latest fashion popping tag. Independent, so you ain't scared to spend it. Cause it's yours and you work for it, so who's giving you a limit? It's out the sky, put us together, we fly. Cause I'm a hood star, but I see that twinkle in your eye. And below the waist in them jeans make me wanna supply. And put the thighs in the beat and let the burger ride.
I like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you stand. There's something about you. You make a player wanna know your name. Yeah, there's something about you. I like the clothes you wear, the style.
Get out in Miss Nana's fashion. You're looking better than Kim Kardashian. You're classy with your sexy look. Sassy swag on here, write a book. Korean assassin styles. You know you got them hooked. You keep them mellow like Ethnic, got them flight books. Potential, baby, like R&B and rap. Put them together, and that's a championship back to back. Baby, is it the way that you talk, the way that you handle yourself, the way that you walk? Could be nothing else than eyes so glossy, them jeans you floss. It's something about you that makes me want to spend the cost. I make a hit, girl, like my hit record. I like what I see, ain't no second guessing. I keep it one gutty. I'm hood, honey, take you to the mall, buy everything but a bunny.
I like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that your body's driving me wild. I've seen you a few times and didn't say hi. And it's a beautiful day, so I'ma stop and say hi. Now if I gave you my number, would you hit me up? Cause I'm not gonna ask for yours. You probably think I'm gonna bluff, but I wouldn't mind hearing your voice for early. There's something about you. I like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you say. There's something about you. You make a plan when I know your name. Yeah, there's something about you. I like the clothes you wear, the style you hear, you're in the air. There's something about you. You make a plan when I know your name.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True B.I.